It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrer.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, an effort to build peace in the midst of conflicts, one child at a time.
First, U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox is coming to La Crosse tomorrow after Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Ron Kind wrote him a letter about crude oil transport by rail through Wisconsin.
Here to talk about Secretary Fox's trip and the potential dangers of transporting crude oil through the state is Mike Simonson. He's a reporter here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike, welcome back.
Good afternoon. Good to be back.
Well, what is the message that Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Ron Kind are sending to Anthony Fox right now?
In a very nice way, they're telling the feds that they've got to get tougher on Bakken oil train loads. They, August 1st, they had to begin a period of 60 days where people can comment about new regulations that the feds have put down on Bakken oil, and that includes the necessity of transparency. And in other words, railroads who really didn't want to do this have to say how much crude oil from Bakken do they have. Now, this is a particularly flammable and dangerous Bakken crude oil. It's marked extra hazardous by the DOT, although the oil industry will dispute that. But with the evidence of all of the crashes and the deaths that happened in Canada and elsewhere in the past year, that, you know, it's really raising a lot of concerns.
Mike, why is this being talked about so much right now? What's happening?
I think it's just higher visibility because of those accidents. As of July, there were 11 high-profile accidents, derailments, fires, fires that could not be put out. They could only burn out. That first responders were ill-equipped to fight these and still are. And that first responders didn't have the training. This was just a new animal. And so the visibility of that and the amount of Bakken crude oil that's coming out is increasing virtually every month, and now it's 1 million barrels a day. They reached a landmark in this summer. And pipelines can't keep up with it. So all of a sudden, trains became the economically viable substitution. And although it's an industry secret, they're not saying how much money they get for a train load of Bakken oil. I've been told by some of the industry insiders that this is liquid gold for them, which is why it's taking up so much space and capacity that would otherwise be used for grain or coal.
So it sounds like it's always been going through Wisconsin, but the volume is picking up now. Is that right?
Yeah, it's picked up something like 4,000% since 2008. At least those are the numbers that are quoted in the letter to DOT Secretary Anthony Fox, that instead of 9,500 carloads in 2008, more than 400,000 carloads last year. And since then, it has increased even more. What we've been reporting, and emergency government's been reporting for the state of Wisconsin, about 45 train loads with a minimum of 1 million gallons of Bakken crude go through Wisconsin every week, and it goes through 18 counties of Wisconsin, so it gets a pretty good chunk of the state.
Now, we've been talking a little bit about the safety of it, and you've said that it's dangerous, it's flammable, and there have been accidents in Canada. Can you fill us in on why this oil is more explosive and what these accidents have been?
They have more volatile molecules, if I can use a big word, for me anyway, methane, ethane, propane, butane. And that's one of the things that the letter from Senator Baldwin and Congressman Kind says. These volatile molecules have to be removed, and that will stabilize the oil and make it less explosive. But I couldn't tell you why these fumes and why these molecules are in there. But this is not this isn't just drilling a hole into the ground. This is a whole different process. And because of it, you have more of these other high volatile things.
So let's say one of these cars gets tipped over. There's an explosion. How big a deal is this to contain?
Well, right now it's a very big deal. And one of the things that Kind and Baldwin have also sponsored is something called the Response Act, which would educate first responders in communities that have Bakken oil going through them so they would know how to respond. Also, they'd get an inventory of the a need for foam to extinguish it. And BNSF Railway has a training center in the southwestern United States, and they are taking first responders and already are taking some from Wisconsin. I talked to a fellow from La Crosse whose team of first responders, emergency management people, went to that facility. They're very impressed, and they did learn a lot about the response, but it still doesn't make it any less volatile.
Now, part of the concern over this is the train cars that are transporting this oil. What is the concern there?
The old cars that that handled crude oil before weren't built for this kind of crude oil, and because of that, they can puncture easier and also explode easier. So the letter to Secretary Fox says that they want thicker shells, rollover protection, electronic controlled pneumatic brakes, and enhanced pressure release valves, and an insulating jacket to minimize the risk if the tankers do derail from it exploding.
And so all of this work would take some time, I imagine. What does the timeline look like, and how is that sitting with Senator Baldwin and also Representative Kind?
Well, the feds want it in 2 years. And Senator Baldwin says, people can't wait that long. That's too long to wait. So how long are we talking about? Well, as fast as is possible to do that. What train industry officials will tell you is we can't do it faster than 2 years, and if we do it, we're going to have a shortage of oil, and it'll be felt at the price of the gas pumps. So that's the argument between the two sides.
Now, you said that these cars are moving through 18 counties here in Wisconsin. What has the response been so far on the ground from people who live in the communities where the oil is moving through?
There's a lot of concern. Maureen McCollum is covering a meeting today with Senator Baldwin, Mayor of La Crosse, and citizens to hear their concerns. And then tomorrow it's Secretary Fox also meeting with citizens as well as Congressman Kind. We're having back-to-back meetings now that Congress is out and members of Congress can go home, so to speak, and address some of the concerns. So in La Crosse, which is that's really the Grand Central Station of where the Bakken crude comes. They have both Canadian National and BNSF, and it funnels in through the Twin Cities, through central Minnesota, into La Crosse, and then it goes down to the Mississippi on the western part and through the central part to, I think, Racine County, then Chicago. So those are the 18 counties, and those are the areas where people, when they find out that there's these highly volatile tankers going by, are really concerned that for derailment and for their own safety of schools, hospitals, that whole thing.
Is there an immediate response expected from Secretary Fox, or is this more of an awareness-raising exercise at this point?
This is part of the 60-day comment period when the feds came out with their tougher rules August 1st. There's a 60-day comment period. This is the comment from some of the members of the Wisconsin delegation. From there, then, by the first of the year, the DOT will then finalize these new rules, and they may incorporate some of these things that Congressman Kind and Senator Baldwin have said should be incorporated.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That was Mike Simonson, WPR News reporter. He was with us to talk about the U.S. Transportation Secretary's visit to Wisconsin.